Hey, Cleena Carroll. Hello.
Hi, Ingram. How are you?
Yeah. Oh, we did it. There we are. You see, we've got this perfectly choreographed, haven't we?
Ideally choreographed.
I'm very well. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really well today. Thank you.
So you have kindly agreed to join me as a co-host on the NeuroClinic.
I have, and I'm quite excited about it. I think for me, I've listened to the NeuroClinic quite a lot. Normally when I'm in the car driving, sometimes between seeing patients. So it's something that for me has been a part of my CPD almost, and a part of that kind of connection and time to reflect and think about neuropsychology in a broader spectrum rather than kind of just necessarily the one-to-one kind of work with patients. I've always enjoyed the NeuroClinic, so I'm incredibly excited to be joining as the co-host.
Incredibly excited.
Incredibly excited.
We couldn't ask for more from you, Cleena. So, I mean, you've got a busy life, busy job. I mean, how, I suppose I'm thinking about how are we going to make this work, Cleena?
I think there's something, isn't there, about having something that's frequent enough, but not necessarily too frequent, so people don't get bored of us as well, Ingram.
Yeah, we're negotiating the terms and conditions of Cleena's enrollment live.
Yeah, the contract.
Not too often is the message I'm getting.
Not too often, but not too kind of rare either, isn't it? That it becomes something that kind of loses momentum. And I think there's something, isn't it, about using that space as a way to deliver CPD, as I said, but also kind of as a way to have a space that's kind of open and honest and authentic in terms of what is neuropsychology, what are some of the challenges, who are some of the people that we come across in other disciplines, and having those conversations. And thinking about people who are maybe earlier in their career or not, you know, a bit pre-contemplative and not really sure whether neuropsychology is the way for them. But actually, there's this kind of lovely podcast that, you know, you can dip your toe into and kind of have a think about, you know, does this sound interesting to me?
And I think, for me, I suppose starting this out in the middle of a pandemic, as lots of people did, it was a kind of space where we can reintroduce something which is more conversational, less formal. And also, I'm pleased to hear that you can listen to it in the car, because I don't want anything that's so taxing that you couldn't drive and listen at the same time. So I think, you know, for me, that suggests it's working. That is the kind of place where it, you know, if you're walking the dog, or
yeah,
I imagine the attentional resources to walk the dog are rather less than required to drive a car. But I'd like to people to think that they're safe walking the dog and listening to this podcast as well. So
depends on the dog, I think. But you know,
it probably does depend on the dog. Yeah. But don't, whatever you do, throw a stick or a ball for your dog. Well, people shouldn't throw sticks for their dogs. I don't have a dog, but I think there's a thing. Isn't there a thing about you shouldn't throw sticks for dogs anymore?
No idea. Have a dog. We should have a dog expert.
We clearly lack the expertise in dogs and what you should throw for them. So if anybody's listening and wants to let us know, that would be great. But I'm delighted that you're joining me, Cleena, because it's fun, and it's great to share the fun, and it's also great to have fresh ideas about, you know, who we invite on and what we talk about and how we steer the conversation. So I'm really looking forward to it.
It's great.
Thank you.
It'll be good to work together.
And we'll work on our footwork so we won't clash each other quite so much in future, but that'll be an interesting journey for everybody listening to join us on. Thank you.
For sure.
There we go. That okay?
Good. Yeah.
I mean, all over the place, but
no, whatever.
Let's listen to it. I'm happy with that. We got some dog stuff in there.